So we're in Perek Vov, dealing with the relationship that exists between Akosh Bohu and us as a wife. We saw the son relationship, and now we're in the wife relationship. So there are three stages. There's the Shidduch, the Erusin, and the Chuppah. We're focusing on Hasina being the Chuppah. The Luchah, as we said, was the ring. Who the Mechutonim? We have to find you.
Mechutonim.
Yeah. Okay. That's just a rhetorical question. Okay. So Kappa Alem Ha'Kegigis Gilu Ritzoyna Shel Achosin B'Nisui. And we saw that fascinating Maharal that says that Akosh Baruch Hu Dafka made the Chasana Ein Beis. Akosh Baruch Hu Dafka did this whole marriage ceremony and started the whole process. Dafka in Tzadik was a Memtei Shari Tumah. So that he can never come back and kind of make a toss. Because he took us at the worst. And he took us at the top, and then he sunk afterwards. He could have said, hey, hey, hold on a second, I didn't do this. But he took us dafka at our worst possible moment, so that there's no time of mekach toss afterwards. That's what we got up to yesterday, right? Chazal Eimrim in the Sechta Shabbos, Shabbamayimad Matan Terra, Kosh Bohu Kappa Alem Haka Gigis. Kosh Bohu tied together, you can join us. You. Too scared, okay.
Too scared
to find out who you are. Okay.
I'm hoping to discover that in my sleep that I'll take now for the first time in 30 some odd hours.
You're hoping most of that sleep, right? 1/60th of death.
So hopefully I'll get in touch with
30 hours of them, mate.
Go get some sleep, Yaakov. Enjoy. So Kosh Bohu held the mountain over them like a big barrel. Yeah, V'amalem and said, Im atem makablim esa Torah mutov. If you accept the Torah all very well, V'im lav sham tiye kfuroschem. And if you don't take the Torah, that's you're going to get buried. V'shal es ha-shayla. So the obvious question is, Madu ha yatzarich l'kapol salim ha-kegigis? V'arei kulom poschu v'onu ke'echad nasim v'nishma. Klal Yisrael had already said those miraculous two words and got the order right, nasim v'nishma. We will take it. Hashem says, you want the Torah? Who's it from? You, available, Master Vinishma. Hashem says, if you don't take the Torah, I'm going to kill you. I said, I'll take it. What do you want from me? This is a famous kasha through all. There's many different terutzim to this. Let's try and get a mahalach here. Hey, mahayim mukhonim lekabalas ha-Torah v'im kain, but do I tzarich lishtamish b'kafir? Torah was voluntary, willing to take the Torah. So what do you need forcing for? Well, that's very simple, right? You ask your kid to do something, he says, okay, so you start threatening. Well, come on, what's going on here? I said, I'll do it. What are you getting there? Why are you taking out the sticks? Vinayam Maharal in the Gu area, in the Netzach Yisrael, Mevar al Pi HaMidrash, Shekosh Baruch Hu Rotsa Letet Lekeshev Asuin Zeh, Toikev Shel Lo Yuchol L'Sholcha Kol Yomov. What's going on here is a Shekosh Baruch Hu wants to inject into this marriage a concept of you can never send her away all your days. Yeah? Somebody who forces a woman, rapes if you want to use the word, it's not the right word, but somebody who forces a woman is not allowed, he takes her to take her as a wife, and he's not allowed to send her away, he can never give her a get. There's no get in there, right? So, kacha kosh bohu, kapa lem haki gigis. Im amis o maase kviochol anusosa shla kosh bohu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the marriage ceremony taking place between him, Kaviyachol, and Klal Yisrael to be a marriage of Anusa. Veshuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Yoichol L'Sholcha Ma'al Panav Kol Yomov. Therefore, he would be unable to ever send them away. He did it for us a favor, that no matter what we did afterwards, because this, I always ask the Kasha, just being a simple Loch of Anusa. So he's Ma'anusa, and now he has to marry and has to stay with her, and she can never get rid of her. Whatever it is, she's not faithful, she's not behaving properly, whatever, all the grounds for divorce. Tough. You're stuck with
it. There's only one problem, which is we just said Hashem took us where the bottom Memtei Shari Tumah, she can never send the kachtos. But if he forces us to marry, he never has to send the kachtos, it never comes up.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can see with this guy.
Okay.
He never sent our way.
Why is rape in the
same class? Why is rape in the end of the way?
I don't know, the word rape is a very loaded term, whatever. I'm just awesome. No, I'm not saying it's not the ideal translation. Right.
Huh? This is a
lie.
Yeah.
It's
not so
well.
Yeah.
Geographically.
We're
no
sense
way.
No
new
incoming.
From
the
That's
a good question.
What's the question?
Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the spaghetti on us, why did they have to set it up in a way that they can now be kind of mekach tos? In the concept of a nusa, there can never be a mekach tos. Very good kash from the Maharal. That was also said by the Maharal. Very good. I don't know. Excellent kash. A void contract. Yeah. There's two ways out of a marriage. The one is divorce, and the one is that this marriage was never consummated in the first place because there was a fundamental piece of misinformation. And therefore, this was never a marriage. It's called being voiding it.
Who said there was a mekach?
No, the Maharal said that why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and took us to be his wife when we were at the lowest possible state we were, so that we can never tie a mekach tos afterwards. Because we can never get worse than that. So what are you going to tie that? You took me at my worst. You've seen me at my worst. So when you take me at my best, and then suddenly you see the worst, you said, "Oh, had I known you were going to look like this, I would never marry you in the first place."
But who says when they actually got married, there was a mekach? So he married them when they were anus.
So then I don't need to.
So you don't have the bad mekach.
So don't have a shalom mekach. Okay, it's a good kasha. I don't know exactly how you can ask kashas on these kind. I mean, I exactly know what the parameters of asking kashas in these kind of sugyas are. When you're using mashalim, I don't know how far the mashal and the nimshal have to be. I don't know the rules of Maharal well enough to know exactly. My guess is the Maharal is very accurate and it fits in as a teretz, but the kashas are the Baal Dika kasha. What can I do? I enjoy kashas. Something wrong with me. Something wrong with me. I enjoy kashas. There's some people that are very disturbed by kashas. So you get rid of a kasha quickly, you've got to give an answer. We said that was the beginning of the process. It was almost like the shidduch process already. But Hashem saw us at our worst. He saw us at our worst. So you can't time it. You got a shidduch. Like Avigdor Miller says, the whole shidduch process is a process of deception, right? Because for 8 meetings, they both look like Prince Charming and fairy princesses, and everybody's on their best behavior and dressed and beautiful or whatever, right? They're never going to see each other in this matzif again, right? Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I want to see you in the worst possible matzif, so I'm going to start the shidduch process in Mitzrayim and Memphis Shadrach Chumah. That's why I start dating. So they can never get time to make a toss afterwards, because you saw him. You saw her in the worst possible matzif. Okay. Bite. Sorry, what do you want to say?
In case of the Nusra, could we refuse?
Who would count?
Ask the Jewish people.
Yes.
No, I'm saying.
A woman can refuse.
A woman can refuse. In Achinami, yeah, that's where this is going. In Achinami. In Achinami. Yeah. She can say, I don't want to marry him. She can say, I'm not interested in you. In Achinami. Yeah. Excellent. We'll see where this is going. Very good. That's what the whole 2,000 years of the Mashiach is. In Achinami. Proving that you want the marriage, not that you're refusing. Can we go by it and we'll see?
Okay.
Otherwise, I can just summarize the book in 10 minutes and we don't have to ever come back here again. Let's go one small step at a time. That's all we're trying to do here. Dropping a bit of water on a stone, that's all. Gambazman Goloseinu Lopoto Itana Koshbochu Beget Peturin. Even in our times of exile, a Koshbochu has not got rid of us with a get. We have a din of a woman whose husband has gone to a distant land, and he has every intention of coming back. He's treasured nation, and we are continually waiting and yearning for the ultimate Yeshua, where Kosh Bochu will renew our days of old. We'll get back to the Simcha of the Nisui. The most of our relevant, Shu'onu ze lo nase ba'ayim kafi she'adova muven kapshutai. The Maharal says that this honest wasn't done in the way that's usually understood with the ayim, with an awe and a terror. Ere shemayim et asina haya ko nizgav miroim am v'golu la'ayim. The whole mayim et asina was so elevated and so miroimam, exalted, thank you, and so revealed to the eye, Ma'amet Shebo Achosim Gileis El Yonoisoi Ve'es Ma Shvu Yoichel Asa Is the Mitzrayim where the Chosin Mamash revealed himself in all his kliches and all his yishad he could do to Mitzrayim. The Chosin wasn't being an anavya and hiding his merits and his qualities. Mamash full blown gilo of the Chosin, the Kriyas Yamsuf and Maimar Asina, Klal Yisrael Roi Giluim Noirim. Klal Yisrael saw at Kriyas Yamsuf, the lowest shifra we know, saw Maisa Breshis. She was exposed to the whole Maisa Breshis, yeah. They couldn't say no. This chosin was so rezel bezel. She couldn't say no. She was. Excuse the language. She'd gone bananas for the chosin. She was completely. This is some chosin. He revealed himself in a way that we'd never seen before. Because Shemayin Amar, Nav Koy Elyoinim V'Tachtoinim V'Rosh Hu Yechidi. He totally exposed it to Akosh Boch, whatever that means. Hashem Hoitzei Sama Memtei Shari Tume. Hashem took them out of Memtei Shari Tume. V'Toch Memtei Yoyim Hamigiu L'Memtei Shari Kedusha. In 49 days they confessed. They went through one, or they didn't really confess. They actually had to climb one rung after the other. That's what we do between Pesach and Shavuos. We go through the Memches, Memtes steps to get to Shari Kedusha, the Madragas Adam Arishon Koidem Achet. We got to the level of Arishon Koidem Achet. Umatzav Zeh Haim Hayu Shichurim Shichurim Ma'avas Hashem. They were drunk from love of Hashem. Can you imagine? You go from Memte Shari Tumah to Memte Shari Kedusha in 49 days. That's some trip there. Chazal Mavarim is a posuk Avianu El Beis Hayayim Lumarta Fagodl Shalyayim Ze Sinai. The Bidra says that this big basement, this great big basement of wine, that was Hasina. It was like a wine festival. There was no Bechira anymore. You're like a Malach again. It doesn't mean there was no Bechira. It means there was no Bechira there was a Bechira like Adam Arishan had a Bechira. That's what Shechaim says. They had the Bechira the same as that Adam Arishan had the Bechira. When Adam Arishan sinned, the Yetzirah was inside. When we got to Sinai, the Yetzirah was already an external force. Like Adam Arishan, totally external. They had Bechira. You can't say they had no Bechira, but they had no Bechira like the same as Adam Arishan had no Bechira. He had a Bechira. They were very different to what we understand Bechira to be. Engam yecholet sheyipoy. Klal Yisrael rotsu achere akosh bochu mitrech av ozer. Klal Yisrael ran after akosh bochu with a strong love. The law hayel lehim rotsum kolshu lachzor lishlifleisa makadosh meistok kadeh shubit gufni vilechoni. And they had no desire to go back to the terrible loneliness that they had both in Ruchni and Gaismias when they were in Mitzrayim. So that's the gilui of the rotsin of the chosin ben Nisuin. He's magal himself totally, and the color can't be anything. She's completely beside herself and completely. She's so what's the word? I don't know what the word is. So romanticized out of her head, she can't even think properly, and she marries him. Yeah, infatuated or whatever. Ava oza, strong love. So now we need the gilui rotsin for the color ben Nisuin. The fine gimel. Let's see how the color now. Gives her also. But the merchant Dorim Eilu Nishal Shaila has come as Klal Yisrael and Sui Naisini Teir Kefir Voiles. At the end of the day, whether it was because of how Gigigis, or as the Maral says, it was some sort of you had no Bechira because you saw how wonderful the Chosin was, you couldn't say no to such a wonderful Shidduch. In Kain Amet Tzad HaChosin and Sui Mahin Nisuin Mukhlatim Ubala Toikev Rav Ad Shittuk from who Lo Yechel Lashalcha Kol Yomov. Lekabe the Chosin, you're right, it's reached this aspect of Lo Yechel Lashalcha Kol Yomov. He had a complete bechira, and he married in a way that he can't ever get rid of him. Ula mitzada kala haray lo yisakana skoma bedas brura. Umitoch bechira chofshis. She never accepted this nisuin with a das brura and with a bechira chofshis, which is what you need. You can't have a nisuin without her skoma, even an onus. Ve'im kaketzem nitin legroim lekach shegam mitzada kala nisuin eile nechshovim nisuin gemurim. It's said the Kalah, this is not a proper marriage. There was never a skoma of Bechir on her part. Hatshuva lakachi oise chupe sheitchile b'mamer hasina adayin mamshicha kol hayomim. The answer is that chupe that started, that hasina is continuing. All the days, ad leyoim haniskav shebo yizkayim edivra anovi oisha, until we come to the final revelation, where the words of the Navi will be Mekayim v'restichli la'ilam v'restichli b'tzerik u'mishma t'chesu l'rachim v'restichli be'emunah v'yedata es Hashem. We'll get to that final day where I'll betroth you forever, and I'll betroth you with tzedek and mishma, and I will betroth you with imunah, and you will know Hashem. V'yedat es Hashem. Chibur gomu to Hashem. V'yis Yishar Yevur Nesu'u Am Yisrael Yidei Hashlamosom. On that day, the Nesu'im will reach its final completion. This is one long wedding. You know, you've been to the chuppah, and you know, the rabbi speaks under the chuppah for 25 minutes. It feels like a long wedding. Ain't seen nothing yet. This is... Yeah, smorgasbord. This is cleaning up after the mess. Doesn't feel like a smorgasbord. It feels like in the middle of it. What it does, tumble dryers.
So we're still we as the color are still sort of the same.
We haven't really said yes yet properly, but
we haven't really said yet. Yeah, that means we could pull out any
time. You'll see. You can the meishiks if you want. The meishiks. You want out? The meishiks. Quit this way out.
We're not out on either.
You have no idea how fragile your inn is, though. If you don't do tshuva, it's not so posh. It's not buried in a Jewish cemetery. It's not such a posh thing.
You're out in the extent that you shouldn't
go to Tefillin,
you know,
I never said that. I never said that, but you're pretty close to going out. And if you don't do tshuva before you die, it's not posh. Not a very nice place to be. You're kind of on hold, not really part of Klal Yisrael. It's a whole subject. I'm not out of subject now, but I'm just saying, you can slip out. The same way as we said earlier that a son, even though a son is a forced relationship, nevertheless you have to choose whether you want to be a good son or not.
Yeah.
So you can decide whether you want to be Hashem's color or not. You can choose slowly. You'll see. We'll get there. Plenty of people copped out. At the last minute, the Chumash Islam, they couldn't, and they kissed the cross and they went out. They chose not to be a Kol Shochus color. We'll see. Choshuv lahi. I'm not talking about halacha. I'm talking about a concept. Choshuv lahi siv shabiyachas lekesh anitzchi shabiyan Hashem l'Israel. Chupa bas shloisha alpayim v'shlosh mat shana. Ein mechshevus lechupa aruch haklal. You have to know, in the relation to the eternal relationship that exists between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, a 3,500 year chuppah is really not considered that long at all. 3,000 years out of 5,000 years sounds like a long time, right? But 3,000 years out of eternity is nothing. It's a blip. It's not even a blip. It's nothing. 3,500 years out of eternity, how big is that? It doesn't even register on the radar screen. It's nothing. It depends how long eternity is. Yeah, it's about the length of a piece of string. That's it. Do you know how long eternity is? You don't listen to Avdesli. You don't spend 15 minutes every day meditating eternity. You have to do that. Then you'll see how long eternity is.
Yeah.
You know what Avdesli I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Take a big, one of these big trucks and you get it to dump a big load of sand on the beach.
Yeah.
And every 1,000 years a bird comes and it takes one grain and it drops it into the sea. Then 1,000 years later it comes and picks up one grain and it drops it into the sea. When the whole mountain's finished, your eternity hasn't even started.
I used to have nightmares about counting every grain in the sea.
Yeah.
On the beach.
And a very British sort of problem that.
No, I'm a bit confused. Oh, no, not about that. Before when we said it, oh no.
Well, it's a shame. You've heard the story. Am Yisrael today has shlomos. Choshev lo yisrael shuviach lekesh anitzchi shivan Am Yisrael laHashem. Chupas bashloish alpayim bashlosh ma yishana. Einu nechshevus the chupa aruch haklav. Ve'erich tkufezu achosim v'akalim agalim es v'tzoynam amuchlat ha'arbi t'nitzen la'iru v'nosa zeh l'zeh. During this period, long period, the chosin and the kala reveal their total desire without any objections or any complaints to be married to each other. Through total haskoma and agreement. So it comes out therefore that this schlepping out the process
is
the strengthening of the Kesh Nisuin, because it's through that period where things are dark and there's hest upon him, as he's going to explain at length, that's where we really get a chance to dedicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's not dazzling us with Nisim and Niflois. Our Pahim Shnei Torah Mitzad HaChosen. Shiloh Chachamim Sekt Sanhedrin Tana de Beliyahu. Shreis Lepayim Shona Havi Olma. The world is 6,000 years. Shnal Payim Tol. The first 2,000 were Tol. Shnal Payim Tolad. In the middle 2,000 were 2 years of Torah. The Shani Alpayim Yomus HaMashiach. And the last 2,000 years is Yomus HaMashiach. Yeah. The Meshach Alpayim Shnais Tol Haya Elam Shomu. The world was completely barren. 2,000 years of Tol. Me'az Chotu Shalam Marishon HaKosh Baruch Yerochu Ibed Es HaKalach Shaloy. When Adam and Rishon did the chet, so to speak, HaKosh Baruch Hu lost his color. He never color anymore. Ad she'egiu alpayim shnois Torah, until the 2,000 years of Torah came, ha'mitchilois me'avram avinu, she'keros brisim HaKosh Baruch Hu, v'avtiach lo lekachas esbonov, she'egiu kalosah shel Hashem Yisborach. Until Adam and Rishon, Avram Avinu came along and said, you know what, I'm picking up the baton that Adam dropped, and I'm dedicating myself and my children to being the wife of HaKosh Baruch Hu. In the 2,000 years of Kosh Baruch Hu, the Chassan displayed Ritzon ibn Nisuin Kalosa, his desire to marry the Kala. Hu mara nisim giluim la'avos hakadoshim, he revealed himself with full his koyach, nisim giluim la'avos hakadoshim ulebeneihem, achareim b'ma ben Asinai, up to Mahan ben Asinai, ba'is ha'alich of a midbar, during the whole wandering in the midbar, ba'is kibush Eretz Yisrael, ba'isus imoloifsim alacham ikan, ba'is b'nias ba'is ha'migdash. So the whole period until Chuban Beis Hamikdash, Tzadok lived with Nisim Nifloim, with a total connection, Hashor Shechina B'Seichem, Imasar Nisim Geluim B'Kol Yom. Total Hashor Shechina, you lived with Hashem in real terms. V'achem came Beis Nisim Beis Ha'ar, we saw that. Come on, came. Dvar Hashem Ha'yagolev Adu B'Fiyan Neviyav. With the word of Hashem, Hashem spoke to people. There were Neviyim walking around, millions of Neviyim walking around, Hashem spoke to people, real. Not where, like today, you have to go for treatment if Hashem speaks to you. Hashem Mama spoke to people, real. Later, Koloshani Malalu. Through all those years, Yedias Hashem Aisa Motzu Etzel Kula. A knowledge, a deep knowledge of Hashem, everyone knew. The smallest children in the times of Chizkiyahu, that was after, but even there, the kids knew Hashem. The Matzav Ze Shel Gilu Rotzen Hashem Ein Lekala Breire V'ikam Veles Es HaTzatzosu Shel HaChosel LaNosolei. It's not the Kala can't say no. The Chosin is revealing himself such dynamism, such magnetism. I saw Shechina every day. You walk to the base of Mikdash, 10 miracles, the whole thing. You speak to people who were there. I mean, there's nowhere to say no. So where's the room for the Kala to say, yeah, I'm interested in this marriage? So there we get to the 2,000 years ago of Mashiach. אחרי מגיעו אלפיים שנוי סימוס המשיח, שם חל התפקיד של הקלה. Now the role swap. Now it's up to the קלה. על כנסת ישראל להראות את רצוי ולגלות את הסכמות לנשואים. Now the קלה has to show that she really wants this marriage. ויש המקדש חרוב, הקלה יוצאת מבית החוסן לגלו את מרו וקושר, ויש המקדש gets destroyed, and Klal Yisrael goes out. From the Chosin, from the house of the Chosin, it goes to a terrible, terrible, bitter, difficult exile. Here in the Defus, as Choyme, Alidei Soinai, Haroimim, Haadnoimim, Hanoitzrim, Hamuzlomim, Hatsalbanim, Hainquisitia, Xeris Tat Vatach, Tach Vatat, Hakommunism, Ashor, Beirope, Vashor, Aruchnis, Shetchelele, Metchelis, Alidei, Talbus, Amairav. We don't need too much labouring on the enormous trauma and suffering that Klal Yisrael has gone through for the last 2,000 years. And is still going through today in Golas Yishmael and the whole Golas we're suffering in Eretz Yisrael today. It's a terrible, terrible pain. Where's Hashem? Where's the Shechina? Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself in all his glory? Le'efach. On the contrary, it says that I will hide my face from them. It gets so bad that you might think Hashem has abandoned us. We're able to say, you know why we're having all the sorrows coming upon us? It's because Hashem's not with us. The radiance and the sparkling that crowned the Chosin has been turned to a almost dull, what's the word, tarnish. Shuv ein kan kefir mitzad Hashem Yisparach. There's no kefir now. You want to join Klal Yisrael today? You want to become a ger today? No, you got to be. You really got to want it. This is not the time to hop on board. Everything looks great, you know. The Eruv Rav. We understand why the Eruv Rav went off the Klal Yisrael. It was a winning bet. Today, to back the Jews, it's not such a winning bet. Every day brings more chilul Hashem, rachman letzlan, and more suffering, and more tzoros, and more how we're going to get out of this, and more physical suffering, and more spiritual suffering. It's no yuman. So now you choose to get married. Oh, boys and shani makali yichayle lahachlit levad b'day at slulu umitoch b'chilu chofshis hametzoni didabek it kashel ochosen. Now the kala can go along and choose with an open mind, a free b'chilu chofshis, if she really wants to cleave and tie this kesher to the chosen. But Nigud lo yisa tolus mochletes shayisa klal yisrael b'midbar v'eretz yisrael b'zman shabes amidash amad al tiloi. In contrast to that beautiful total clarity that Klal Yisrael had in the midbar, and that's just when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, at the Klal Yisrael loichol liyos atzmai. Klal Yisrael today you can be independent. You don't need Hashem. There's no Hashem in the world. At kedai kach shem usugalu lachshoyev shechosam lo minza klal vachzer chelila. You can even get to a stage where there actually is no Hashem. The world created itself today. Anybody in the times of the Mitzrayim or the Beis Hamikdash would have said that there's not Kosh Boch. What are you talking about? It's like saying the table doesn't exist. God says this table's not in the room, so you're psychotic, so you send him for help. But today you can get up, and in fact today you can live in a country where it's also to even teach children that maybe there's a creator. That maybe Darwin's right, Chas v'Chalila, and maybe there's something to say about desire. Yeah, you know, I mentioned the word desire. It's awesome. That's how far we are. That's how dark it is. Yeah? You can't even teach your children that maybe, you know, Darwin's not cast in cement. No? You're not allowed to teach it. You're not teach it. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the situation. We can get to such a situation. Now you want to marry Hashem? Oh. V'hinei davka mitoich matzav zeh ein yichtoroi keneged kol galei hayam hazo'afim. It's davka in this matzav that we're able to withstand all the waves that come against us, all the things that destroy us and break us. Davka in this situation, you're able to mechazek yourself and strengthen yourself and show the chosen how much you love him. Es wird zeinem hachone va amiti le nosso loy li yis bat zuge lo il mei ad. It's dafke in this period where the kala can mama show her deep rotzen and her preparedness, genuine preparedness to marry the chosen and to be his eternal bride. Zu mehu sakesh anitzchi ben klal Yisrael ha-kosh bochu. This is the eternal bond that exists between klal Yisrael ha-kosh bochu. Keshach shekulu avem. Pure love. Keshach shalav nema ki oza kamois avem. Maim rabim lo yoichli lekavo yisesa ave, v'naira yis lo yishtofu. Oh, man, he knows his shir ha-shirim well. We'll see. Netz Hashem, we're going to start the sugya of the Chilus Chofshis in Netz Hashem tomorrow.